Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Did you say a freaknik?
Freaknik. I did.
Wow.
I did. I came across that story. Passed it over to you.
That's wild. That's wild, y'all.
Some more details.
All right. Well, we'll tell you what we're talking about in a sec. Good morning, everybody. Wrapping up that coffee mix. Throwback Thursday, 8:25. It's a Bill and Jessica show.
Good morning. It's going to be partly sunny today with a chance of a shower later on. Highs near 80.
Bill and Jessica Show TV. We're live up on our TikTok. Make sure to watch us live here in the studio every weekday morning, 6 to 10 at Power 101.7 FM. So before we get into this phone check with Clarissa Jenkins, we got a news story from our local news partner, 47ABC. This is out of Cambridge. And check this out. This was on last night with Hannah Kachin.
The residents of an apartment complex have become the center of controversy. WMDT's Renell Foreman spoke with some who say they were literally locked into the property.
Residents at Altair Apartments are upset after being fenced in for a Cambridge tradition.
We were expecting a party, a freaknik event.
Wait a minute. That was the chief of police.
A freaknik event?
He said we were expecting a party, a freaknik. Wait a minute. I need to back that up
a
minute.
He did say that.
Wait a minute. All right, so the apartment complex, they put a fence up and locked the residents in. The rental company or whatever, the people in charge of the apartment complex, because they were expecting a freaknik party. Wait a minute.
Yes. Yes, Bill, that is correct.
Now, I'm not laughing at the people who were living there. Ugh. But the whole idea, I just got to hear it again. This is the chief of police. Wait a minute.
Residents at Altair Apartments are upset after being fenced in for a Cambridge tradition.
We were expecting...
Oh, hold on, a Cambridge tradition? This is a tradition in Groove City? A freaknik?
Let me find out.
A party, a freaknik event happening in the...
Wait a minute.
Bill!
A freaknik? Hold on, this is for real.
This is for real.
This is like a real life story.
$500-$600 in Greenwood.
The residents of Altair Apartments met with a memo from the mayor's office, Cambridge Police, and State Police explaining the fencing was in preparation for the freaknik party.
Did he just say the fencing
did.
Was, hold on, for a freaknik? Can somebody please check in from Groove City?
Yeah, where's my family at in Groove City?
You know, I'd be loving it.
Is this real life?
Can you check in with us?
Hold on, Channel 47 is talking about a freaknik party. Wait a minute.
The gates are now open, but residents and Mayor LaJan Cephas are calling it an overstep with no oversight.
We never were in any discussions, with this apartment management company, authorizing or even being a part of that. That's a very severe safety issue.
Residents like Mel Hopkins say they weren't allowed to leave their own homes.
Yeah, now that's kind of wild. Mm. That is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't lock somebody in, this area, their apartment complex with a fence. I mean, for a little small freaknik.
Bill.
A little small freaknik.
Bill.
I mean, come on.
She told them that they can't leave the premises
It was from Friday to Tuesday.
What?
Imagine not being able to leave somewhere that you pay rent from Friday to Tuesday.
Hopkins says the company that owns the property is enforcing too many harsh rules. He wants the neighborhood to get back to what he says it used to be.
I remember growing up, we didn't used to have these fences that stretch from side to side. We had apple trees.
I asked company officials for an interview and they declined. Mayor Cephas, meanwhile, has made it clear she will hold them accountable.
I think it's despicable of the Altair Property Management Company chaining these residents in their communities. There's no excuse for that, and there should be accountability, and I'm working for that accountability to happen.
In Cambridge, I'm Rennell Foreman, WMDT, because local matters.
All right, so hold on a minute. So the management company put up a big fence because they were going to have a Freaknik party.
Money's worth the trick, and I ain't trying to make.
And they couldn't leave for four or five days.
Wow.
What?
Freaknik event.
But not everybody in the complex was going to go to the Freaknik, were they?
In Cambridge.
I mean, you know how like some local communities, the HOA, they hold like a little get-together. Community.
Little get together. Little block party.
A little freak dick. Wow. You know, I mean, some people call it block party. Some people call it freak dick, right?
I'm here looking at the flyers
for the Cambridge party.
There was flyers.
Really? Please do tell.
Freaknik 2025. Obviously, it was canceled, but the flyer that I'm looking at that was posted on Instagram has the date, May the 24th, Cambridge, Maryland. It has the street sign, Greenwood Avenue. It says, drama free by all means. Freaknik 2025.
Freaknik.
5 o'clock until whenever.
You know, look.
And then it says,
nothing good happens past whenever.
Everybody welcome. Food and drinks provided.
That's a whole lot of cash.
There was clothing.
I gotta admit, honey.
You know, stuff that you could buy for the Freaknik.
Stop it.
Okay. I'm looking at it. This was on Instagram. There was a flyer.
But they had to cancel it?
Yeah, it was canceled.
Oh, a bunch of lames.
2025. I see t-shirts. I see shorts.
And they got apparel.
Hats.
Man, they had shirts and hats.
Shorts. Yeah, love and hate t-shirts. The trucker hat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let me go back here.
And the apartment complex chained them in.
Canceled.
That's crazy.
I guess they had one last year.
Oh, so well, it says a tradition. This is really a tradition.
This is the second annual, but the one that happened last year ended the event with over eight arrests. And it goes on and on about, you know, violence and, you know, what happened a year ago.
No, we definitely can't have the violence.
No. But I guess we're going to do it again this year.
We want some good, clean fun. A good old clean Freaknik.
But if you type in, oh my gosh, listen to Bill. A good clean Freaknik. It says, in Cambridge, Maryland, an unsanctioned event called Freaknik caused significant issues and was ultimately canceled. The Cambridge Police Department had to address the event due to concerns about potential violence and a large number of attendees. The event, which was scheduled for Greenwood Avenue, led to numerous arrests and police clashes and disorderly crowds as well from the previous year. And the event this year, though, has resulted in some residents being trapped in their homes due to safety concerns and fences being erected.
All right.
So, so many stories.
Wow.
That come up online.
Well, maybe
Freaknik in Cambridge.
Maybe the apartment complex wanted to like have it exclusive for them, so they wanted to put the fence up to be able to just do it inside the fence.
Stop it.
So they were like, let's just keep the Freakniks inside the fence, and we can do the Freaknik party inside, and we don't bother the rest of the city.
God.
Right? Could I be right or could I be right?
Gosh, so many people have shared this. Yeah, from what happened last year and then this year.
Yeah.
This is like a thing. I had no idea.
This is wild, y'all. Can we have somebody in Cambridge, please call?
It says postponed.
Doesn't say canceled.
And then it says slashed canceled. So I don't know what's going to happen there.
So is it postponed or canceled?
There's a little, you know, funniness there with the wording.
Mm.
Due to pending arrangements with the city of Cambridge, stay tuned for the new name.
Okay.
The new location.
Okay.
The new date.
Okay.
The new platform.
Right.
And the new time. If you were planning to come to Cambridge this weekend for that event, make a U-turn, cancel your plans, and save your gas. But we will have another event.
Okay. Woo! It's Bill and Jessica's show. It's Throwback Thursday.
Freak Nick.
Yeah, Freak Nick. Here's a brand new phone check with Clarissa Jenkins. Good morning.
Hello.
Time for another phone check. For real. Clarissa Jenkins.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to the owner of this household? This is Clarissa Jenkins from the City Landscaping Association.
This isn't an owner.
Okay, I'm calling regarding to the landscaping of the household. It's inappropriate for the city.
What do you mean?
We have several codes and speculations in regarding to what you can put in your front yard and what you can't. And there's too much sphere. I mean, Christmas time, we understand the decorations. But the arts and crafts and dragons on the front door, we can't have that in this community.
Huh?
Do you understand?
We have a copper dragon on our front door, and we have two little dragons in the front yard on rocks.
Are you Gothic?
No.
Okay, I'm trying to communicate this to you that you cannot have this stuff in our city. It's against the law.
All right, whatever. I mean, that's not, it's just...
But what it's saying to the community and the outreach program is that the devil is welcome in your hood.
It doesn't have anything to do with that.
I'm trying to figure out what...
My husband has collected dragons since he was a little kid.
You know, Dungeons and Dragons is cool for all you nerdy crackers, but you can't do that here.
I'm sorry. You have no right to talk to me like that or call me any kind of name.
I'm sorry. You know, that just slipped because I'm on medication. I'm sorry.
Well, my yard is kept up. I mean, my yard looks better than a lot of yards around here.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't look like they're running a prostitution ring either in their front yards with dragon slayers and you know.
There is no dragon slayers.
What about
you're talking about?
What about the prostitution?
What? No.
Okay, I want you to say hallelujah, praise Jesus.
No thanks.
Can you say I've just been phone checked?
What?
Phone! You just been phone checked.
Yeah, baby.